Well, they've been there before at the highest level. It was the Everest. Tomorrow, they're trying to conquer another crown. The Group 1 TJ Smith, Michael Ward from Triple Crown, the owners of Red Zell. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I know it's totally different to the build-up around the Everest, but it's still a considerate one, isn't it, going into a major Group 1?
Yeah, definitely. It's the grand final of the autumn preparation for us, and it's a huge race tomorrow, $2.5 million on offer again. So it's a race we've been building to for some months now. So there's a lot of anticipation now that we're on the eve of it.
I was looking through Twitter, as I do a little while ago, and I thought, gee, I wish I was a horse, because there was Snowden Racing have tweeted a picture of Red Zell being, well, receiving a massage to that valuable rump ahead of tomorrow. It looks delightful. The horses just standing there thinking, how good's this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Snowden Racing did look after their horses well, but Red Zell certainly gets pampered that little bit extra. So he is a very lucky horse. He's looked after better than I am.
Got to be careful the way I say this, but I wouldn't mind someone rubbing my rump at the best of times, wouldn't you? Hey? That'd look all right, sound all right, feel all right.
I'll leave that one to you, Andrew.
Yeah, no, as long as it's your wife or someone like that, then you're okay.
Exactly. That's all right.
Can I ask you about the horse? Everything just seems to have gone the plan. I know that you were beaten first up at Flemington, but he was only beaten a little margin by Redkirk Warrior and the like. How's he going into tomorrow?
Yeah, he's going super, Andrew. He hasn't missed a beat. The whole preparation's gone to plan. Everything's been smooth. As you said, it was only a lip down there in the lightning, but he ran enormously that day himself, just beaten by one better that put in an exceptional run in Redkirk Warrior. But and then, you know, set the track record, as you know, last start in the Challenge Stakes. So that's the sort of form he's putting on the board leading into the Everest in the spring. So fingers crossed, hopefully, that bodes well for tomorrow.
I know this is probably a hard question to answer, but you look at him prior to the Everest and you look at him now going into the TJ. Is there much difference with a horse like him?
Not a great deal. Look, he is just a ball of muscle.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing to note about him, and just his temperament. He's still got that same relaxed demeanour about him. Takes everything in his stride, and he off a 4-week break that he'll have going into tomorrow's run. He's usually lethal off that. So we couldn't have him any better going into tomorrow.
That was the one thing. I chatted with Kieran McAvoy after Tuesday's morning breakfast with the Stars Gallop, and he just said, look, the horse is the same, but he just feels like he's got a motor ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's obviously got enormous speed. So he's, you know, in our view, and obviously we race a lot of horses, but he is the perfect racehorse. He can sit up there on speed. He relaxes, doesn't spend any energy, and sets a good tempo and gets them off the bit. So makes his own luck, and obviously those sort of horses, they're hard to come by, but he's got it all, fortunately.
It's interesting, tomorrow, already Jungle Edge's trainer Mick Bell has come out and said we don't want to get any speed wars. Global Glamour normally likes to roll forward. Drawn Barrier 10 makes it a bit tougher, and Thronum's the other one that could easily go forward the way it's been racing in Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's some speed horses which are drawn outside us. I think the key point is that we run our own race no matter what. He doesn't have to be ridden any one particular way. He can either lead them up, or alternatively he can take a fit off something. So if somebody wants to go crazy, I'm sure Karen will sum that up pretty quickly and allow them to do so. But just as I say, you know, most importantly, he'll be focused on his own horse and running his own race.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, I guess they'll be all there on the red hats and everything else that we saw back in the spring. They'll be all there tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a big crowd coming, so we seem to be the ownership group is growing by about 20% each time he steps out. So going by that, there were about 40 last time, so we must be close to 50 tomorrow. So there's plenty of people, which is great. They're all sharing the dream and the ride with us, and look forward to seeing everybody trackside tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait for it. Thanks a lot, Mike. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Andrew.